Hey, special educators, I'm Jennifer from Positively Learning. Welcome to the Special Educators Resource Room. If you're like me, you're always looking for ways to save time and streamline your work. That's why this podcast was created, to give you the systems and solutions you need to get your time back. Tune in for tips, tricks, and tools that will help you manage your workload and make the most of your time. Whether you're brand new or experienced, all are welcome in the Special Educators Resource Room. Hey, Special Educators, it's Jennifer from Positively Learning. If you're still listening to the sound of my voice right now, thank you so much. Maybe you saw the title and thought, well, I can skip this week's episode. This does not apply to me. My students are nowhere in a position to be leading their own IEP meetings. And I totally get that. Did you know that less than 10% of students with special needs are actively involved in setting their own educational goals? And our school is no exception. It was not a regular practice at the elementary level. In fact, I'm not sure if I ever would have done this if I was not asked by a student's mom. And the student was in first grade, so I had to figure it out fast. This episode is for all educators, family members and caregivers, and anyone who's interested in the special education process. So let's start with the basics. A IEP is a plan developed for students with disabilities. It's a legal document and it outlines the student's educational goals and needs. IEP meetings are where we discuss these plans and develop them, and it's a team effort. The team includes student caregivers, educators, related service providers, and these meetings are so important. They are vital because it ensures the students with disabilities receive FAPE, or Free Appropriate Public Education. And it's not just a good practice, it's required by law. So now, let's imagine these IEP meetings, but with a twist. Instead of just being about the students, they are led by the students, even at the elementary level. Hold up, wait a minute. How do we make this happen? How do we prepare for student-led IEP meetings? As a special educator, I've had firsthand experience with this. The number one decision to make is to decide how much the student will participate. And this can vary based on students' needs, age, and comfort level. Now I'm going to describe exactly how I navigated this new-to-me territory. You can take these ideas or leave them. You can expand on them or do a little bit less. If you're interested in seeing exactly what I'm describing in action, I will link a blog post that you can click on over and see images. I will also preface this entire conversation with, I was nervous as all get out about this. This family member, it was a student's mother, was an IEP advocate for the district and of course for her son. We had a very good working relationship, but I was still a little bit intimidated. All right, so here's what we did. A few weeks before the meeting, I sat down with my student and we looked at the IEP agenda together. The goal was I wanted my student to understand what we were going to be talking about in the meeting and who would be there. We also looked at his goals. He had goals in speech and language, early literacy, and early math. Those were his current goals. So we talked about those and then I proposed new goals as I always would, but I let my student have choice and a voice in these new goals that we were proposing. Next, we decided which parts of the meeting my student would lead. And in this case, this first grader introduced the meeting, with support was able to share his present levels, and included a portfolio of his work. We used a PowerPoint presentation and inputted pictures of himself, some of the things he was going to be saying, and pictures of his work. After this PowerPoint was ready to go, it was time to role play. We practice, not only the parts that my student would be leading, like the introduction and the present levels, but also how to politely decline services he felt he did not need. I hope you're starting to see the possibilities. There were a few more things we did behind the scenes in preparation for the meeting, and that included having my students send out the meeting invites and even thank you notes. So how did this meeting actually go? It went really well. I think everybody was impressed and appreciated my student's participation. He didn't stay the entire meeting. It was a long one. and he left a little bit early to join his peers. I think it was lunchtime. Are you starting to see the possibilities? To help you along, I created a student-led IEP meeting kit. This kit includes editable PowerPoint presentation slides, planning pages, work sample covers, and even thank you notes. It's a comprehensive guide to empower your students in their own IEP meetings. But why stop with special education? In the general education setting, students can lead parent-teacher conferences. They can take ownership of their own educational goals. And why wait until middle school or older to let students have a say? Every student deserves a voice, no matter their age or abilities. Students can say, "This is my education, and I have a say in it." And it's our job as educators to help amplify their voices. An IEP is the most important document to a child with a disability in school, so this gives them a chance to tell us, the IEP team, what they want and need. Okay, I know I'm preaching to the choir now. Definitely click over to the blog post so you can see the student-led IEP meeting kit, exactly what it looks like and what it entails, and how you can put it into action for your very next IEP meeting. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time in the Special Educators Resource Room. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'm dying to ask, what'd you think? Be sure to hit the follow or subscribe buttons so that you never miss an episode. You can find the show notes and links for everything mentioned in this episode at positivelylearningblog.com. See you next week for more special education solutions.